Hey, cool cats and kids, welcome to the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater Radio Fun Time Show. I am Chesco, the Pick Me Man. Only I've already been picked, and here is Reagan.
Hello, this is Reagan, and I am the man hater, and I am confused. Why are you always making it a radio show? We're not on the radio.
I am a radio. Is this not on the radio?
You know what? Aside from the weird radio stuff, that was very coherent. That was a solid.
This run. Is why we should have let me do the intros this whole time.
Because I am the one asking me to do the intros.
Clearly, that's what it is. It's what I need. You needed a little bit of magic from me to start.
Yuck. I don't know about that, Chesco. I don't know about that. Good God. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us today.
I guess.
Chesco, don't start. Don't start with our listeners, okay? You're going to be saying you love them by the end, so.
I think we did so good right now. I think we should just call it a show. Good night, everybody. I love you.
Just go signed off. Sign back on. Thank you.
Today's show is brought to you by...
No fake sponsors. Stop it. Stop. Oh my God. I don't know how I got here. This is madness. But speaking of madness, let's have some more, Chesco. Because this is a topic you and I said we wanted to talk about at some point. And we're going to make our way into said topic with a little question from Reddit. So, our question of the day is, am I the asshole for not making him food after his quote-unquote work wife kept making him food?
Theme song!
I got some good advice for you.
No, you don't. Like, no, you don't.
I got some good advice for you.
No, you don't.
So I know many episodes ago we were like got on the topic of work wife and work husband and we're like, oh, we should talk about that because that's so weird. Yep. Okay, so let's do this. Am I the asshole? And then we can chat. All right.
Okay.
It's short, so I'm just gonna read the whole thing and then we'll go for it. Okay.
All right. You mean you didn't split it into five sections in screenshots like I did?
No, it's one screenshot. We're gonna be one and done here.
Okay.
Me, female 27, and my husband, male 34, have been married for 3 years, but were dating 4 years prior. He recently got a promotion in his company and moved to a different department. In this department, he recently started interacting with female 24. I dislike her and have from the start. Every time I'm there, she makes sure to call him her work husband. Or she will do simple things such as making him food or giving him extra tight hugs. But my breaking point was last week when he had come home with the food I made him. When I asked him why his lunch bag was still full of what I had made him in the morning, he said that the woman had made him food and he didn't want to seem rude and waste it. So I ignored it till he threw away the food I made him. I woke up at 6 a.m. just to make his favorite food. But ever since then, this has been happening every day. It started to get annoying. Till today, I decided to not make him lunch. He came downstairs in the morning to be making breakfast and asking me where his lunch was. I said I didn't make him one because it was going to waste anyways. He started arguing that I was being petty over a little thing, but I tried to discuss how I felt and he went over it. So am I the asshole for not making him food?
All I could think of is that if someone was making me lunch every day, like if I had a situation where my wife made me, she doesn't, like that's, I don't need her to be my mommy, like, or, and do that, you know, not, I don't, that sounds like, and if that's your situation, if that's what you worked out, whatever, I'm not gonna judge that.
You're saving money, we get it,
But I'm just thinking about, just before we analyze this exact situation, if it was a situation where someone was making me lunch every day, my wife would be like, that's awesome. She's like, I don't have to make you lunch anymore.
Here's the deal, though, Chesco.
I know. Sorry. I needed to put that out there Because I'm just thinking about, I know
it's in my
exactly
mind.
how, it's exactly how she would react. She'd be like, this is great. They're gonna buy, like, if we were at a bar and somebody was like buying me drinks, she'd be like, can you get me one too? I do want to be clear. This almost sounds like I'm siding with the work wife right there. I am not. I have a different
Okay.
opinion on this exact
Yes.
situation. I just needed, that was on my brain. If I didn't say it, it would have been stuck there and I wouldn't have been able to rip this guy to shreds like I want to.
Yeah.
Theme song.
Okay.
No, we already
No,
did
we already did that.
that.
So it's new. She's already saying she's the work wife. She's making a point of saying it in front of the wife. Now, several days in a row, she has made him lunch, and this other woman has also made him lunch, and he has not had his the wife's lunch because he's eating this other woman's lunch. This seems like I'm being symbolic. I'm not. It's literal. And now he is mad at her because she won't make his lunch anymore.
And I think that's the crux of the, not that there's a lot of cruxes here, but one of the as just as far as specifically about the lunch, it's like it's ignoring the fact that someone that you love, your wife, did something of value, something that you made something for you she thought you'd like. This is a something you are expecting and doing. And then when you're literally choosing somebody else's food over hers, right? That there is some symbolic value about there, where you and then not understanding why she'd be offended, because she woke up early, she put, effort into it. She didn't have to do that, right? But the fact is, if somebody is like, if my wife did make me lunch every day, I'd feel terrible. I would, if I came home because somebody brought in some food for the office, I would still feel bad and be like, I'm so sorry. Somebody, we had a catered lunch. I'm so sorry you had to do that. Well, I'll eat it. Maybe this could be my dinner. I would still feel bad about it. But if I was doing that every day, we're like, I don't know, they just keep catering our lunches and my wife stopped making my food, right? I wouldn't be like, well, I still want you to get, because then it
I
becomes
want to
more
throw it
about like,
away.
I need you to still be in the role of making my lunch every day, even though I'm not v showing that I value that at all. And that's really problematic.
I feel like, can I just like throw a theory out that probably may not be true?
Let's hear
I think they're going out to eat. I think the two of
it.
them are leaving and going to get food together because I just can't imagine a world in which a woman is making a lunch for a man she's not married, like, or isn't with, like, you know, a married man. Like making him a lunch at your house? Like, what are you making? You'd have to make extra. You know
Well,
what I'm
and that's
saying? That's a
because that's the
whole.
deal also. It's not like it a one-off kind of thing too. Like it's not, oh, I you know what? I made too much food today. I'm bringing this in. Do you want some of this? It's and even if she is specifically bringing him food, it's still like, well, and like, I don't know, if somebody was doing that for me, in a way, I'd be like, well, my wife packs me a lunch. I still feel weird saying that. I don't know. I've never felt comfortable being in a position where I could be like, will you make my lunch for me and bring food to my wife? I don't know. For me, that feels weird.
I
That's a
used to
me thing, I
make,
guess.
well, not now, life is too chaotic, but I used to make my wife's lunch
That's what I said.
sometimes.
I don't want to be, I feel, I sound very judgy there, and that's what I'm trying to
The
frame it for
expectation
me.
your wife
For
would
me
make it.
personally, the idea that if she had done that for me, I would, that would be fantastic. I would take it and said, and I don't think it's weird in someone wanting to do that for somebody else. It's that's what it is. You said it right. It's the expectation that she should be doing that for me that way. Anyways, back to what you're saying there. The with that being said, if somebody was making me lunch, if a coworker was making me lunch, I'd be like, no. I just so you know, I'm bringing in. I have lunch.
I
My
have
wife
a
has made me lunch
lunch.
every
I would
day.
be so uncomfortable. That's so weird.
Then it becomes, it's a competitive. She's like, oh, but look, I can make you a better lunch.
Well, that's what I mean, to me, either they're lying about
If
it
that's actually
because,
happening.
either they're just going out to, which happened all the time where I used to work. We'd go out to get food and because like I just it's very it's one or the other in my mind. It's either that they're lying and they're going out to eat, which he doesn't want to admit, you know, because then it's what is it? The two coworkers going out to eat together, you know.
And why
It's
are
a
you
little
hiding
weird.
that from your spouse too? Because you're right, that could absolutely be it. But if you can't tell her that's what's going on, if it feels like there's a reason you're hiding it. It feels like there is something, or even if he's not doing something technically, and I say because it's still wrong, but if he's technically not cheating, if he's technically not, but he just really enjoys the attention and doesn't want to ruin it, that's still a problem. I could
Still
totally
wrong.
see that being like where he's like, I really like that this younger woman is giving me attention and praising me and buying me stuff or making me stuff, and I don't want that to go away. That's a problem, right?
I'm double checking the ages now that you said that. So he's,
He's
oh
34 and she's 20,
God.
she's 10 years younger, right?
Ew,
Yeah.
you're right. Oh God, he's 30. Because I was the wife's age stuck out in my brain, 27. So he's 10 years older than this younger woman is constant. I just don't see it. I think he's taking her out, but or they're going together, but maybe not because she maybe would see that on their statement, their whatever credit card statement or cash. I don't know. But.
I had a coworker that was 10 years younger than me, that we did, she was a professor, that we were coaching for. We became really good friends, but you know what happened after? My wife and her also became friends, right? Because it
That's the
wasn't a
thing.
weird thing.
If you're immediately like, we'll talk. I do want to get into work husband, work wife, but like, I think if the wife immediately had a bad vibe and like becoming work wife, work husband, like the closest of that. That happening very quickly is alarming. That's usually built over time, right? Of getting to know someone, working hand in hand with someone. He's 10 years older. That's also kind of strange to have that close of a bond, right? Immediately. But if they're not lying, if they are if she actually is every day cooking him food and bring it to him, like I 100% think it's a competitive thing, like a competition, because it's like who, like she's already saying, I'm his work wife. I'm his work wife. Oh,
Yeah,
work wife.
I didn't think that was an actual thing.
Oh,
Like
it
I've heard
is.
the joke. I thought the work wife was like more so when you're describing the situation. Oh, it's a work wife situation. I didn't think people actually
They
said
absolutely do.
like so that's that this is actually eye-opening for me because I think it's a blind spot. I genuinely thought it was, oh, that's my work wife. The people, it's like kind of like, I don't know, I can't think of an analogy, but like I thought that was just a descriptive of like, oh, when you have someone that you're close to at
That
work,
you spend a lot of
that is,
time, No, people will label each other work
it's
wife,
work
work
wife. That's
husband, and talk
interesting.
about it. I'm not saying it for the record. I'm not saying anybody who uses that
It
term
always
is
is bad,
nefarious, but I am saying it can be the sign of something nefarious. Like if someone, the way that this woman is doing it, certainly, and I would say the husband is doing it as well. But the idea of like, I'm gonna also, I know that you get, because she at this point she knows he has lunch every day. I know you have lunch every day, but I'm gonna cook you food and we'll see which one you eat. And he picks the
And he
24-year-old
picks
work
her.
wife?
That's what I'm saying. It's
That's
like I
crazy.
don't even want to, I don't know enough about her from this situation to know if she's actually being nefariously trying to like or is he going into in there and being like, oh God, yeah, my wife always makes me this crappy food that I
The
hate.
sandwich.
The same sandwich. I've told her I don't like it, you know, and so I don't, sometimes I'll just throw it away and I'm hungry for the whole day and blah, blah, blah. God, she just doesn't get me like you do. Like, is he like
It's
really kind of
possible that
like,
he's doing, yeah, I'm sure he I it's so outlandish that like I feel like she has to be a participant on some level in this, but I certainly believe that someone who is in a situation like this who's married is saying one thing to his wife and presenting something different to the other
And you need
person.
to set like if you are if it is if she's being weird about it, you know, if she let's see, you know, because that is weird. If you're trying if you're like trying to woo this married man
That would be weird.
that you were that's what I mean by weird. Like that's you shouldn't like that's there's boundaries you have to have, right? As the man though, as the husband in that situation, you need to set boundaries for that because it's not like, and say like that's a that's I appreciate you. But
But
and especially also your wife is the priority in that situation,
well,
not
she should be, and that's I think to your point, like
you're
the
hurting
fact
her
that
feelings.
it's like you're saying I don't want to make her uncomfortable, my coworker uncomfortable, and yet in doing what you're doing, you're making your wife uncomfortable. You're prioritizing this other woman over your wife, which is wild to me. And like, that's not the first time I've heard that excuse of like, well, I didn't want to be rude. Right. You know, you hear it when guys get hit on and stuff. They're like, oh, what was I supposed to say? No. It's like, well, yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Well, and there are exceptions to that. Like, there was a video, this is like 2 years ago, I responded to, where a husband and wife, and they were playful, but it was a funny video. That's what it was looking at. But one of his coworkers gave him a pie, the wife was upset that he took the pie. And I was like, I'm on his side. If someone offers me a pie, I'm taking that pie. But it wasn't a work wife situation where it was like every day she's making him specifically
a pie
and a pie. It was like, and everyone in the comments was pretty fair in agreement. Yeah, if someone offers you a pie, if it's a person that you trust to not be in a weird nefarious way, you take the pie home to you and you enjoy it with your spouse.
Yeah, give me some pie. Yeah. If my wife got a pie made by someone and did not give me some of that pie, that would make me frustrated. I'd be like, give me some of that pie.
If you find out, you're like, wait, you didn't bring it home?
What? You know
you
what?
Said I no? would. Right?
What kind was it? Was it apple?
Was it good? It was so good.
What the hell's wrong with you? Offended.
I think it also, it depends on how healthy your relationship is with your spouse and how much trust you have with your spouse. Mm. Like, and this is, if you do really have a healthy, if she is really feeling not anger or distrustful or whatever the situation, I feel like he's given her a reason to feel that way.
She doesn't like whatever he's done. She also doesn't like this girl. She said that she doesn't like this woman.
Right. Is there a possible scenario where all of this is innocent? Sure, he's still doing something wrong though by not by letting it play out in the way that it is. Right. It is very possible that she's for whatever reason, for valid or not valid reasons, we don't know enough to know that she's jealous and that she's a little, maybe she doesn't want him to interact with women or whatever it is. It's possible that it's unfounded, but either way, like I said, we don't know. That's your spouse, right? And if you're going to be with them, if you're going to stay with them, right? And you know that is something that they struggle with, you then need to adjust. You can't just be like, well, she's crazy, right? Or you can't just like run and be like, and I really like the other person's food more, so I don't see why I should have to eat her food. And I still think she should make me food every day, though.
That's the thing, is there's a lot of levels here, because you have the initial she doesn't like her. Then you have now somebody she does not like is, she said there's physical contact. She says that,
the tight hugs.
The tight hugs. Yeah. She's saying that there is a, she's already labeled them as work cousin, work. That she's, the fact that she says it in front of her, again, is another thing. You're like, sometimes that can be a dominance thing.
Yeah.
But even just like, I feel like you can cover up bad behavior by labeling it like that. Like, we're just work. But it's like, is this appropriate? Because you're not actually, are you guys being appropriate with each other? If you weren't labeling it as that, would somebody think you guys were up to no good? If you were like, and it almost gives you more freedom to be more touchy and silly, because you're like, there's my work husband. Let me give you a hug. Like, because it's like playful. But if you took that away, would what you're doing be seen as appropriate? And would your wife find appropriate, which we know she doesn't? So then you go, then you have, she's making food. He's not eating the food that she's making. You have that she's uncomfortable and she's told him that. And now she's stopped making the food because she's making food for no reason, where someone she does not like and has said she doesn't like and makes her uncomfortable is now making the food for her husband. So she's like, I'm not doing that. So then she now is not going to make him any food, and he's upset about that. There's so many things there that are wrong on his part.
Right.
There's so many things. Even just the fact that like she is uncomfortable. That's one. He's prioritizing his coworker over her. That's one. The fact that like he still thinks she should have to make him food.
Well, also on the comfort thing, right? Because you touched on this a little earlier, like would it be an uncomfortable situation for him to have to tell her, hey, I need you to back off a little bit? Sure. But But by not having it, you're saying, well, I'd rather my wife be uncomfortable and remain uncomfortable so that I can avoid having that uncomfortable
Yes.
moment right there. So once again, it's that it's very much a I don't want to, I don't care enough about her to put this burden on this quote unquote burden on to myself. And if this person is actually your friend and
Right.
not like an actual romantic interest, right? If they should want your wife to like them too,
Right.
right? I have never been friends with somebody where I'm like, I don't get, I like where I don't also care about their partner,
Right. Sure.
like wanting them to like, and you're not always going to get
You're
along
just
with them,
friendly-ish.
but friendliest word. But if I knew I was doing something that made their partner uncomfortable, then I wouldn't want that. I'd be like, okay, well, what can I do to stop that? Yeah, I don't know.
And I think there's the assumption of discomfort in this case, right? Because
Right.
any, you know, you like reason any reasonable person, like what's the thing with reasonable doubt? You know, it's like there's so many terms in which we talk about, like, what would a reasonable person do?
Right,
Like a
right.
reasonable person, I think, would understand if, because I would assume she knows she doesn't like her. Maybe she doesn't, but like if my coworker's wife keeps making him food and I am choosing to make him food anyways, even though I know she's making it, like a reasonable person could assume she would have a problem with that, at the very least because she's wasting time. Like at the very, even if you weren't jealous, even if you weren't nervous, even if you didn't dislike that person, I personally would be like, why have I been getting up early to make your meals? Like why have I been wasting my time and money? Like food is money. Like it's reasonable to assume that that what you're doing would make her uncomfortable, even if you take out all the other factors which are also there, giving her the most benefit of the doubt. And that's not even including if she.
Even further, like the one way where I think that she's not culpable at all is depending on the narrative that the husband is spinning her. If he, she, she, it's possible that she doesn't know that he is not eating his lunch. It's, I
Sure.
don't know if they have shared, we don't know their situation. It's possible that he has told her, oh, my wife loves the fact that I have a work wife here and blah, blah. She thinks that term is so fun. He could easily be spinning this into
Yeah.
a web where she thinks. And this is me, like I said, this is the most generous interpretation of
Sure.
this. But it is possible, just because knowing the men that I've seen online and
Yeah.
responding to, that he is completely playing this,
Spinning
like
it.
spinning it to her as being this great thing
Sure.
where, because he really enjoys
Attention.
the attention. He really enjoys the fact, and the more he plays it up, like his wife is totally cool with everything and chill with it, the more she is going to give him that attention, the more she's going to continue, if not amping it up a little bit, because it's this innocent thing. It's this, oh, it's, oh, his wife knows that I don't actually, but maybe. So it is very possible that this is him just really wanting the attention from this younger woman and doing that.
I know for sure he's in the wrong. Like, there is no question he's absolutely in the wrong and being inappropriate, in my opinion. He's prioritizing, because if you look at like uncomfortable, like it's not that he's choosing between two uncomfortable conversations. He's choosing to just make her uncomfortable and him not uncomfortable because he's not having the conversation with her.
No, you're right. Even at its core,
Yeah,
just that
he's like
very
just,
basic aspect.
yeah, he's like, I either have to talk to this person and be uncomfortable with, you know, rejecting them in some manner, or I can keep getting free food and keep getting attention and just let my wife suffer, and I'm not going to address it, which he didn't. He didn't address it till she stopped making food for him. And if anything, he was mad at her for not making food. So it's like he just expects to have both situations simultaneously to his benefit. And now the only thing he has a problem with, like that's kind of another part that I'm like, ooh, he doesn't care that she's upset. He's not having conversations because she's upset. He's not having conversations because he's being open and honest. He's not having conversations to stop her from wasting her time, which she is. He's mad at her for not making him a lunch that he does not eat.
Which is absurd. But and that's the and that's what why I think the more nefarious interpretation of it might be what it is. It's all about power. He wants power over both these women. He wants everything. He wants his cake and eats it too. He wants his wife to still be this, do all these things for him, to
Doting.
still remain in this doting wife role, but he also wants this coworker to remain in this doting
100%.
work-wife role. Yeah.
I agree. I think she's being a little something something there. I think I can't imagine a world in which a 24-year-old is not like making it's just, the work wife thing, like maybe she's saying that to make her it's possible she could say that to make her more comfortable, like we're just work wife, but the
Because
hugging
it is
and
also,
stuff.
it's without seeing, it's also possible she thinks it's so absurd that they would have a romantic connection that she might say it as like, oh yeah, I'm his work wife.
But then
Like,
it's but
I don't
it's the
know.
food though, like making him food every day. There's just a lot in a row to me that showcases, because I've seen this dynamic play out.
You're right, you're right.
It's possible. It's possible she's completely innocent. She'd have to be very naive, I think, to not see.
Know what you,
Again, she's not the one with the responsibility, right? She's not the one in the relationship. She's not the one in the marriage. But I do think something is off here with the hugging, the work wife, and then every day making him lunch. I just don't know what world that would happen unless someone was like starving or didn't have a lunch. Unless he was hiding his lunch, so she thought he didn't have one. That to me is such an act beyond
No, you're right.
friendship.
You're right.
I mean, I would do that for a friend if they weren't eating. So maybe if he's
Right.
pretending he doesn't have a lunch.
I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's so weird to me. So we'll say we don't know. We'll say we don't know on her part. I have seen this dynamic. I've seen some I let hold on. Let me just clear something up. I personally have a very serious problem with the way that some people act at the workplace. I personally have seen really inappropriate relationships at the workplace. I've worked at agencies and stuff where people are way flirtatious and way in ways that I am 99% sure their partner would not be cool with. Some relationships are a little more open, that's which I totally approve of and think is great. I don't think the ones I were seeing were having met their wives and having met their partners. So I really have a distaste for when people do act inappropriately in the workplace. So that's pr a part of why some of these things are flagging for me on her part as things I have seen. There is a weird thing with partners like one-upping, like people in the workplace one-upping people's partners and like, oh my God, you're my wife, the old ball and chain, like and almost like this fantasy version of themselves, right? Because they're not responsible to each other. So that's why I have a harsher critique of this because I've seen it and it really, really bothers me.
You've also worked in traditional work. Like I've always had weird jobs. Like I've only, yeah, I've never really, aside from like a 2 month period between grad school and becoming a professor, most of my jobs have been kind of like non-traditional workplace jobs. So I think I'm speaking at this from a non, like literally from an outside. Like I didn't even know that the work wife thing was like this is how detached I am from
But there is a point now, certainly, like there is a point where it can go too far, where like someone's being probably mildly inappropriate, flirtatious with a coworker, and the coworker takes it too far, and then they're like, whoa, like I thought this was like a playful thing, even though it was probably inappropriate. Sometimes people assume it's just a work flirt and it's not. And then sometimes people don't assume that and they have affairs. So I saw where I used to work, there was a lot of men that acted badly, and there was some women who actively participated in that. I think he's obviously the most to blame. I just think it's possible. So that's why, just for everyone listening, they're like, why has Reagan got such a deal with
God,
this?
Reagan, come
Jesus, calm
on.
down.
Is there some, does your wife have a work wife that
I don't think so.
you
I don't think so.
don't?
Oh, maybe.
It'd be funny if she had a work husband, though. If he's like,
I'd be like, not threatened. I don't even, it's not even like the term. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with work wife or work husband. I think it's funny. I think most people do it in a lighthearted manner. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But there are some people who utilize that to be weird and to be sketchy.
Yeah, I do think at the core of it is still this whole, the whole misogynistic aspect of men not believing they could be women or friends with women.
Yes.
Also.
It's yes, 100%.
Because who, if it was, does he call his buddy at work his work husband? No.
No.
Oh, it's just my work husband, Phil. No, it's like,
Phil, we're going to get a divorce. Stop it.
The only way I can justify meeting a woman who I actually enjoy as a friend is by calling her my work wife. Oh, I have to weirdly romanticize this and make it into a platonic relationship. To understand, to make sense of that. Holy crap, I can actually be friends with a woman.
Nope, fake marriage. Only fake marriage. Yeah, and I think too, like, I do think some men like, I'm not gonna say my best friend that's a girl.
Right.
But I also think there's an intimacy to it that it kind of shields by calling it that. Like, oh, just my work wife or whatever.
Right.
Like I've had one guy ever call me his work wife, which obviously we were not interested in each other. But he ended up being a creep. He ended up, and actually, so the story I was saying earlier, he touched someone inappropriately. We'll just leave it at that to keep it censored, I guess. And it was a huge deal. And she thought they were just being playful. And he was trying to cheat on his wife. And it was really bad. And it blew up, like it was a really big problem. And I was like, oh God. I was like, I hope he wasn't thinking I was going down that road with him. In our case, we were on so many projects together that we were around each other 24/7. He was someone I really, really was close with. And then obviously when I found out about that, it was bye. Yeah. Like I never spoke to him again other than when I was forced to at work, but I was never texted, never kind. We spoke every single day prior to that. But it was like, it blurs the lines in ways that I think can end up bad and can end up bad. Cause like, even if you're say you're her, say you're this 24-year-old, say she has no nefarious intent. She's trying to be a nice person. Let's just go down that road. He's not, because something's weird here. If you are willing to upset your wife to have this close relationship with someone 10 years your junior, something's wrong. Like, so she's setting herself up for, or being set up for, a very bad situation. Like, what happens when he tries to push it too far?
Right.
I don't think it's going to stop at lunches, you know?
When I think that goes, it's just to extend what you were saying to the reason it blurs the lines is because so many men have never experienced non-sexual intimacy.
That's a good point.
But it goes back to the underpinnings of a patriarchal misogynistic society where men are taught to view women as always being sexual. If a woman is breastfeeding in public, that's gross, that's bad. You should be hiding that because it's a sexual thing, even though it's clearly not. Any friendship with a woman can't really be a friendship. There's why are you trying to sleep with her? Because you cannot have this non-sexual intimacy with a person that you perceive to only be for sex, right? And so of course those lines are going to get blurred eventually, because your entire life you have been taught by our society that the only way those relationships only exist in a sexual space.
Yep.
Right. And so it's only a quote unquote matter of time. And the reason it probably leads to these things is because of the fact that especially this guy's 34, for 34 years, he has never experienced a woman as anything other than an object of desire. Right. And so when he finally gets in a position with somebody where he has into, because friendship is intimate, you know, my best friends that are guys, I have an intimate friendship with them, right? That doesn't mean sexual intimacy, but once again, but that's the
they
point
think though. That
it's,
way
it's,
yes
this, the it's like oh wait I I'm feeling the same way about her as I might feel about a guy that I'm just friends with, but because I have this baggage of the structural aspect of our society with it, it starts shifting into something else, whether consciously or not, and it turns into something bad. It's only a matter, it's a ticking time bomb in that regard. And if they have not done the work, especially to unpack that part of our culture and both and who they are in general.
And I think to your point that it's also like I think about where the different environments I've worked in, like when two guys would like razz each other or like joke with each other, you would just say they were friends. And yet when you see a guy and a woman doing it, like it's often called flirting, you know? And so it's like you see these friendships that are forming, and there's always a weird taint to it when it's like a guy and a woman, like in the workplace, you know? Because it's like, I do think that's you. I don't think a guy, if another man treated them that way, would be like, oh, he's flirting with me. But like when a woman does it, they often do think that they're being flirted with. And like I know from
Absolutely.
experience, like I razz people, you know, you're the victim of this. You're victim number one. patient zero of my
Stop flirting with me, Reagan.
you imagine. But honestly, like my whole life, that was viewed as flirtation. And like most of the time, I guess some of the time I was, but like most of the time I was just trying to like joke around and have fun. And I would get accused of flirting, and I was like, I have no intention of that. And yet, because I'm a woman and because men perceive it a certain way, just me joking around is seen as flirting. And so, yeah, I think men do have a serious issue relating to women in ways that are not sexual and that are friendship based. And like even it's weird because even if they know that they're just friends, there's still the potential that it could be more. Like, I mean, I've had friendships that I thought were solid for like long amounts of time where the person turned on me down the line. I was like, whoa, what? Why? Like, why? And it's like it's always in the back of their mind that it could happen. Which absolutely jacks up the friendship. And again, like in this situation where this girl was touched, again, I'm trying to keep this just center it, but he touched her in an inappropriate place, a very inappropriate place. And she was shocked. She was shocked by that because she assumed there was some like low he wouldn't go to. I think they were kind of flirtatious, but in a what I would call harmless. So we thought, but so we thought is the biggest point. 'Cause like there are so many situations where one party is joking and being playful and the other party is not. And that's how it happened is, and she was absolutely shocked that he did that. And we all were. And it was just like, you don't really know the intentions behind that. And it's a really slippery slope because like, even if you 100% say she's totally innocent of this, like he may not be. And I would assume he's not if he's willing to throw his partner under for her, you know, if he's willing to upset his wife to stay in this, whatever this is. I would assume he doesn't have good intentions. And it's a scary thing. You have to be really careful. And because I think there's this idea of someone's married, like I guess I assume that. Maybe not everybody assumes that. Maybe I don't know enough about cheating people, but I think there's a little bit of an assumption that like, oh, he's married. He's 10 years older. He's married. Like he's not gonna be weird. That's saying if she's not doing something nefarious, but and
But
that's
you're
not
right
the
though,
case.
because it goes back to once again, he almost certainly, if this is a typical guy, right? Let's just say an average dude in Western culture, right? If she is treating him a certain way, in the back of his mind, he's like, she wants me, right? And he's like, she's clearly, I could have a shot. And we talked
I
about that in
can't
one episode
imagine thinking like
a
that.
while
I
back, where the
can't.
confidence of a married man in
It's true.
thinking that he
It
could
is
get,
true. Do you know there was a whole, oh God, there's a whole discourse, and I think there was an article involved. I don't know. But there was this huge thing of like men there's two parts of this. Men getting in open relationships, thinking they're going to get laid, and then their partner is the one who gets all the attention. And then men who leave their relationships and think, like, I have heard men in marriages, which, yes, I do yell at them. They're usually like people I've worked with that I only had so much control, but I would be like, whoa, don't, you probably shouldn't say that if you're married there, friend, you know? But they would confidently say things about women that I was like, that girl has no interest in you. Like, are you joking me? Are you like, I had a guy who was actually above me at a place that I worked, and we were out to eat. Like, we were doing it's kind of like a bonding meal. I don't know. And I know his wife. So, and she is just the cutest, loveliest little woman. Okay. And he's fine. So, but just to be fair. Anyways, I remember there we were like,
we know the couple. We were talking, I don't know this particular couple, but we all know exactly what you're
been
talking
together
about.
Since they were young. Yeah. She he was probably cute when he was younger. He's, you know, that cute little guy thing. Then they age and are just, they don't ever give that up. That's a episode for a different time. But we were out, and this woman was like just sitting there waiting for, I assume, her date. I don't know. And he just like walked up and was like, hey, no man should be making a woman like you wait. And I was like, I was shocked because this is with coworkers. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, that was my response. It was like, horror. Yeah. I was aghast. It was shocking to me because I know, we all know he's married and we all know his wife, and he did that. And then like another guy's like, oh, high five. And I'm like, that woman is not interested in you. That woman felt uncomfortable. Like, her body language was uncomfortable. Her face was uncomfortable. She just was like, oh, I've been there where someone says something weird to you and you're like, okay. So, and we all leave. Two of the dudes give him a high five, and he's literally saying verbally, that was so smooth. Like, oh my God, like I got her. Like, she really liked that, which again, all of her body language was like, ugh, you know, like, dude. And then on the drive home, he was telling us like her story, like, oh, she's by her second marriage, and you know, she's going for the big guy who's going to treat her wrong, and she's going to keep going for that guy, you know, instead of, and I'm like, you're making this up. Like, this is completely made up on your part. Like, you don't know her. Like, I was like, I visibly saw that she was not into what you did. Also, no woman sitting by themselves waiting for somebody wants a stranger man to approach who's 20 years older than them. Like, that just doesn't, no. So it was just shocking to see like him genuinely believing the things that he was saying. And then all of us being like, oh, you're married. You really shouldn't have done that. So, and again, like, he actually believed it. He genuinely thought he made her night. He said that, I made her night. I was like, you made her uncomfortable. Certainly made that.
Have you seen, there was a video recently, I got tagged in a bunch, of a woman that works at like a golf course, and this guy comes up to her and he's like leaning really, he's like, I need you to know, you, I'm sure you know this, you're I only watched it one time, so I don't remember, but it was like, you are the most beautiful girl, the blah blah blah. Hold on, I want to play it for you.
Thank you.
I am being dangerous. You do recognize that you are absolutely stunning, right?
Thank you.
Most men, I would imagine most men, especially of an older generation, they're not used to seeing such apparent beauty. No, when they see someone just as breathtaking as you, it is a wonderful thing to find someone attractive and then to have their attention, for however fleeting it may be. And so for me as a man, to see someone as stunning as you, it is exhilarating. So imagine being in your presence, being in your orbit, these older gentlemen who have never seen such beauty, I would imagine that they are just taken so aback that they become monkeys, like most men are. More into understanding why I feel what I feel.
Are you doing card?
Yes. Here, but I will tell you this, if I do see...
It keeps on going.
Is it real? Are you
it's
sure
real.
That's real?
This is,
because
no,
that sounds like a weird script.
No, this is 100%. It's cut like to like some of the gaps in it. Also, I'm going to send it to you so you can look at, but it's this guy at a golf course.
Ew.
And she's sitting in the golf cart I think it says POV, you're a cart girl. So I don't know if that, I don't golf, so I don't know what that is.
And they like drive around with, sometimes they'll have drinks, sometimes they'll have like
Okay.
sandwiches. They make bank. They also will test out, like, if I wear pigtails, do I make more money? Like, it's
Okay.
crazy. And it's a lot of
But
drunk golfers.
he's like, yeah, leaning like into
Ew,
her, like
ew, ew,
on the
ew.
cart, and just like, you need to know you are gore, and these old, and he's like acting like I'm not like the other
I know, he
older.
says the
Yeah,
older guys. It's like, you're
he's like,
older.
I'm and he's clearly, anyway, so that's
Oh, I've had that
that's that
happen. It's the
situation. It's
worst. It's
I need to
so
let you know
gross.
I'm married, so
I would
you need to
never, but.
never. But let me just blatantly get in your face and tell you
And hit on
how
you.
gorgeous I think you are. Because, and also, I swear we've talked about this before a little bit, but it's, I feel like the underlying more time when guys are doing this, it's, there's this glimmer of hope that like she'll actually like
Right?
reciprocate and come back, and then it's gonna be something else. But it's like, oh no, I have a freebie. I can say this. I can say this because I'm married.
Yeah,
I'm not doing this.
exactly. I'm
Like, you're not,
safe.
you're not into this though,
But
right?
argue,
You're not, are you?
I would argue even more than that. I would argue that there is an absolute expectation of reciprocation, even if it's just being nice back. Because those guys that do that, I mean, I showed you the one clip where the woman was on her front yard and her married neighbor came up and like would not leave until she said, "That's very flattering, thank you." And he's like, "Thank you." But prior to that, he wouldn't stop. And I think, like, I have tried to reject them when they do that, and they just don't stop. They just, because then they're like, "I'm no. I'm not hitting on you." Like, because they're like, "I'm a good guy and I want a good response. And if you don't think I'm a good guy and I don't get a good response, I'll just keep talking." And so I think there's absolutely an expectation, especially when you're doing it to someone who's in the service industry of some way. They have to. Now people don't do it as much as they used to, but like it used to be expected that, you know, the customer, you have to be nice to the customer. So like they know they're in a power position when they pull shit like that. They're just dying for the validation. They're doing it for themselves. They don't, it's not about like once you realize it's not about you, it's 100% about them. They just want you to stroke their ego. And you just saying like, okay, like thank you. They just like the like I told you, the guy took and ran with it, was like, "Oh, she's I made her day, and she's this is her second marriage." It's just so weird. It's like they just run with these narratives in their head, and it just like proves their masculinity to to them somehow. And it's really weird, and it's very toxic, and like they hide behind being married a lot of the time or being older. Like some they'll give you something why it's not actually bad. I'm doing it, but it's not actually bad. You're kind of safe, but I swear to God, if you do not give them positive feedback, they will either get mad at you or they will keep going. Yeah, it's so.
It's very weird. I think this happens in I do photography. We've talked about this before. I do photography on the side and stuff. And a lot of times I'll have people that will work with me more than, like repeatedly for different projects and things because of the fact that I treat it like a business, right? And we are there to
Right.
take
Oh
photos.
yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm never once like, and even in photography, you obviously you comment on what it looks like. You say, oh, these look great. Oh, you look great. There's a
Sure.
difference between saying, oh, these photos are turning out great. Oh, look how cool you look in this. Look how nice you look here. Versus, man, you are stunning, right? You know,
You
if I was a
ugly.
single guy, man, I would not be able to be here. Like it's that, but
Ew.
you hear that shit all the
Yeah,
time though.
yes.
And especially in photography. Photography is a terrible
Oh,
industry.
the film industry as well.
Yeah, I'm sure, I'm certain. But it's kind of with power again. Well,
It's
it's in
power.
a situation where you're like, I can say this because of the role that I'm at right there. And it's just, I think we need to get to a point where, and I don't know how we get there,
Yeah.
where these people need to understand that just because you have a role or a position where you know that you're not going to get with them doesn't mean now you're allowed to harass and
Right.
say these things to them. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think there's a point at which we just have to accept, no, that's inappropriate. It's inappropriate. I don't care how old you are. It's inappropriate. I don't care that you're work wife, work husband. It's inappropriate to do this with this coworker. It's inappropriate that I think it's also recognizing the wife is upset. The wife is like is hurt by this. If the wife was like, I don't care,
right,
then that would be a different story.
They're very different situation.
If they were more open, that would be a different story. You know, it, like, there are plenty of situations in which people don't care how their partner flirts because they know at the end of the day they're coming home to them and they have a boundary, or they trust them, and that's great. And in those situations, that's great, and that works out. But there's a lot of situations in which that's not the case, and the woman is uncomfortable, or somebody else is lying about their situation, or lying about what they're doing, or even like, even some people who think, like, there are people who do work flirting and maybe it's a little bit inappropriate, but don't know how bad it's going to go. Like that friend of mine, I was like, I mean, I was friends with him too. And like, God, I can't imagine if you would have tried something with me, what would have happened? I literally can't, it's horrifying, but it was like, she thought they were good and they weren't, you know, it's like, even if, say, even the wife was okay with it, and say even the woman was a little bit inappropriate, the husband is still the driving force of what is wrong there, and also could be in the wrong and take it too far. And that's the part that's just, that's upsetting and frightening.
This is also, it's a big thing in autistic communities I'm a part of. We'll talk about like how flirting, like it's, you get getting accused of flirting when you're not.
For sure.
Especially because, and it's a whole thing because of the fact that there's so much, the entire conversation about like the underlying, what do they really mean?
Yes. Right?
Versus in neurodivergent, but especially the autistic community, it's like, there is no hidden message there.
Well,
I just said I liked your hat, right? Well, there was no...
Well, that's the other thing, is because people are so deceptive all the time. They speak in code and they do inappropriate. Right. So like, one, if you're someone who is autistic and someone said to you, oh, I'm married, I'm safe, I would never do that, you may be like, I'll take you at what you said, you know, and then they get in a bad situation. But I know some ADHD girlies who, which is like more, you know, in my category, but who like, you know, they're trying, I guess it's like masking, but like, because they know they have problems with eye contact, they make intense eye contact. And they know, they're like, oh, this is the proper way to like, be physical, or this is how I should be social. So they like overly do it. And then men are like, oh my God, she's in love with
me. So
she stared in my eyes. She touched my shoulder and she's, you know, it's just like a heightened, sometimes they'll do heightened social expression because, or like we do, how we both are like, I'm listening to you. I'm going to, we do both do nonverbals, but they'll do intense nonverbals because they're like, I want you to know that I'm listening. And then men are like, oh my God, she's eating up every word I say. It's
Another thing, like I have a mild audio processing disorder. And so like I stare at mouths because it helps me know what people are saying. And there's so many guys that are like, if she looks at your mouth, it means she wants to kiss you.
You're like, oh God.
God. But I mean, if you're a woman that has the same thing, that you're looking at a mouth to help you understand what it's saying, how many dudes are seeing videos like that online that like, oh, she's into you.
Well,
oh,
man, my wife just has his hearing problem. Like she has crazy.
She couldn't take her eyes off my lips.
Oh, like, man. I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Like if we're in a crowded place, my wife, like if there's too many sound sources, my wife can't hear very well. So she has crazy vision. She, what is it, like 15, 20 or whatever it is where she's like got better. I'm like, shut up. I have horrible vision. I mean, I'm basically blind. It's great. So good. But like when we go out to eat, she stares at my mouth because she just can't hear and she can read lips. I can also read lips. I don't think there's anything wrong with my hearing. I just think I'm fascinated. So I'm like, but like there are plenty of people who look, again, to your point, there are plenty of non-sexual explanations. There are plenty of non-like relationship explanations for why people do what they do. And unfortunately, men who don't relate to women very often see them all as sexual. And
this is one of those situations where I think neurotypical people are the real weird ones.
Well, you know, it's its own little language. It's its own little dance. That doesn't make sense, really. I mean, just be like, as most people, because it's deceptive. The reason people do a lot of things is to be deceptive. Because I want to hit on you, but I don't want you to know I'm hitting on you, you know, so I'm just like this. But like, this is another one of my issues. It's like right and wrong. Like, Yeah, it's really hard to see like these work flirt or work wife or work husband, because it's always, I did not like that environment. I've worked for multiple different places. You would see that stuff, and like people would have affairs, and like I was like, what the heck? Because to me, I'm like, why are you doing this? You know, like why? But you know, people get away with it by having these weirdly blurred boundaries, and like, oh, that was just playful. Oh, you know how I am. And you know, you would find out later that it was more, definitely more than that. Yeah, it's just, yeah, it baffles me. It certainly baffles me. I can't imagine my wife making me lunch that I don't eat, me doing something actively and purposefully that upsets them. Because once your partner knows something they're doing upsets you, if you, there could be, maybe someone's being like, say she just had a jealousy issue and it was completely harmless and he wasn't doing anything wrong, it still needs to be addressed. If he wants to hear you're being harmed and then keep harming you without doing anything to fix that or to talk about that, then that's not okay. That's
No.
not right.
And
It,
that's
some
all it comes down to. It's like actually respecting your partner as your partner,
yeah.
right? It's if you don't view your partner as less than you, or as a object, as something,
Subservient.
or subservient,
Yeah.
then you actually care when you, the things you're doing are hurting them, or in some way or
Yeah.
another, right? And that's, I know, I just blew your mind, right?
No,
But
but
it happens all
really.
the time. But it does. It's like, and even the fact that she's having to ask, I don't remember how it was phrased, but like, am I the asshole, or is my husband being the asshole here? It's like, yeah, like, and
He's the
any other,
asshole.
of course he is, because he doesn't, even if, like I said, we don't know enough to say what beyond a doubt this is exactly the situation. But even if she is being overly jealous and there's nothing going on, he's still being the asshole by not listening to her concerns, not listening to her feelings, and not trying to do something to make her feel better.
And
Because at the end of the
antagonizing,
day,
yeah.
antagonizing, because at the end of the day, this is your wife, this is your partner that you're going to be with theoretically for the
Theoretically,
rest of your
maybe
life,
not now.
right? Maybe not in this situation, right? But
Yeah.
if you do actually care about that
Yeah.
person, regardless of rationality, irrationality, etc., you have to be willing to make changes to make that relationship work, right? Or else someone's gonna, unless you're okay with one of you just being depressed and unhappy and unfulfilled the entire time.
And I think it's very telling that the question isn't, am I an asshole because I have a problem with this? Like her question is, am I the asshole because now I don't make his lunches? That to me is very telling of the dynamic there. 'Cause like she's not even giving herself that, like she would have the right to stop before. She's saying, oh, am I mean because I won't make his lunches because I know he's not going to eat them? I'm like, girl, woman,
Run.
lady, run.
Run.
Well, at the very least, understand that the sandwich is not
Yeah.
the issue, is a
You are
symptom of a bigger
definitely,
issue.
to the exact question you ask, no, you are
You are
not the
not the
asshole.
asshole. Yeah.
Anything else you have to say?
Final thoughts are, yeah, just be careful. I guess from my perspective, be careful with work flirts. Be careful with that. If you see them, be careful. Like, even if you have good intentions, someone could have bad intention, and blurred lines are never a good thing in the workplace. So,
And to any men listening, our few, we do have men that listen to our
I have men on F the Nice Guy, so I know we
yeah,
have men here. Yeah.
you can have a friend that's a woman without her being your work wife. You can
Non-sexual
just say,
intimacy.
this is my friend.
Do
Oh,
it, please.
that's my buddy at work.
It's my
That's
best
fine.
bud.
My best bud. You can have a best friend
Yeah.
that is not, does not have the same genitals as you, and that is okay. It's
You don't
fine.
have to quant or
You somehow justify it,
yeah, justify it.
or make it. Why are we
It's
purposely making things
weirder.
weird? It's, why are you making it even more weird?
Yeah. If I would say if you have to justify it with something weird like that, I would look at the relationship itself, because there might be something weird there. If you feel like you have to qualify it with some weird work wife, you know,
Yeah,
then maybe
you
there's
know.
something. Just check it out. Just make sure
Yes.
you're in integrity there. All parties, everybody. So, yep, that's it. Well, thank you so much to everybody for listening. Thank you, Chisco, for being here and continuing to say this is a radio show. As you know, we do the pre-show. every week on the Patreon. So make sure to check that out. We love our patrons so, so much. And we also love our listeners. Don't worry, but it always helps us, as does leaving us a review. So thank you so much. Check us our socials and bye.
Bye to all my listener wives. I love
Ew. No. So, no.
No. No. I would leave it in, but I don't. Bye.
Okay. Dope rhyme slinger. Good at
today's show is brought to you by tacos. No specific brand. I just really enjoy tacos.
You see, your boss a clicker,